Just last week's discussion about the Balmum. We did mention the way the Rambam has the assay and the lois assay of Melach, and that the assay is to put Melach on the, and the lois assay is l'shol l'hashpis Melach. So one could say that the Lois HaSeh and the HaSeh are very much connected with the Ramban that I mentioned last week, the Ramban in Kiddushin. And after Lama Dalam and Aleph, we says, Li nira, she'ika mitzvosei HaSeh, she'ein lav shebo el l'kayim ho HaSeh. The whole lav is to mekayim the HaSeh. He says, for example, Maike, v'sisa Maike t'chila, so it could be similarly the love of Hashposas Melech on Korban also could be like this. Okay. And the truth is the way he formulates it, and also the way he talks in Cherishishi, so you get the impression, just in the cursory reading of Shereshishi, even though reading it further, you might not get that impression, that the Leisaseh is not to Mekayim is a bit of the assay. Okay. That's all good in terms of Hashposas Melech. How will you get to Balmum? It's not clear to me that that's the approach you can take. First of all, the Rambam is careful when he talks about Hashposas Melech. He really has a parallel structure over here. He talks about, on one hand, to have Melech on the Korban, and then he says, well, Hashpis Melech, and you get the impression of the same thing. However, when he talks about the Asay of Tomim and the Lav of Balmum, just the plain expression of what he's saying, you don't get the feeling that he's talking about an assay and a lois assay of the same thing. And further, if you look in Mitzvah Assay, Samach Aleph, says, Vamitzvah Samach Aleph, he shetzivonu, sheyakol korbon, shenakriveu sholem b'minoi, tomim min amumim, shebol bakosuv. That's the chol pashas emo. But then he says, v'omu akabolo, sheyim mumim. Okay. That's the chayav pirush makubal Moshe Rabbeinu. I guess, I don't know. I know we eat a pirush makubal that the mumim in the Torah gives you a whole discussion of what mumim are. You need a kabbalah about it. I don't know exactly what the issue is, but that's an interesting point. That's not for us now. V'om Yisala Tomim tiye lelotzei. B'loshin siflo, tomim yiye lelotzei mitzisasei. Now this is the important line. Ukva heviu raya al heyois yenois hanesochim ushmonehem vasilis betachlis hatei vanekiris min ahefzid mi omloi tmimim yiu lochem v'niskeyem. And he learns that this and that are the same thing. He learns a different posuk. He learns that it's the same. It's like he will kefal on the assay. Now, this, for our purposes, just here, Voloshin Sifor, the way he translates it, Kapach, he says, Tomim minamumim, shaleim nema bakosu umeseres. Shei mumim, for omul yisal etom yiyah levatzim losh sifor tom yiyah levatzim mitzasei v'kal lomdu shiu yenus adesochel v'shmon v'soltan betachlos hatoy v'ashleimus mikol kilkum mimashom yisal etomim yiyu lachem v'niskeyem. Okay. Now, those who know what mumim are know that the whole parasha mumim and emor and all the lavim only in behemoth, not in the soch, and not in menoches. So if he puts the assay as referring to any hefsid in korban, so the chira to say that the assay and the loisa cell are the flip, and that the loisa cell is a bittel of the assay, where the Ramban says it, you can do it in Melech, but I challenge you to do it in Mum. Also, Another raya. You see, also, he does something else here. If you noticed the way he says it, the same thing and shows you the days. See, when it comes to mum, he quotes a lav first. So shelo yehi mukhusiz man, v'tzivuyim loyach kol korban melach. V'yom yisale al korban tachem melach. V'az rosim levatoi. So that, in other words, if the loisa seh is the bittel, if the loisa seh, if the loisa seh, You see, logically, if the lav is the bitter of the assay, you'd want to mention the assay first and then the lois assay. Because you have the assay and the lav is the bitter of the assay. So he does that by melech. But when he talks about mum, he does it the opposite way. He mentions the lav first and then the assay. Okay. Then another problem. Okay. There's one other problem. Here it is. The Gemara says, it's very clear in the Gemara Becheres that the ikium of the assay of Tomim is an isim for the atzmoy. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara B'chayus on Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Boy, Rav Achta, boy, Ba'ami, Yesh Mechusa Eva Mifnim, or Ein Mechusa Eva Mifnim, Lamai, Ila B'cho, Pesach, Pisech O Iver, Ksiv, means something which you see b'chutz. Ila kochim averus hashava ksiv. It's basically mum which we know about it. Liyeshchut lefuke lo yiboilam. It's not a question of mum for pidyon or for shchitin b'chol. Kimi boil yifsua. It's not a question of a mum for shchit and b'chol, but it's a question of psul. My tomim yiye l'rotzon omer achmona. Tomim in chesaron loy. Ol dilma tomim yiye l'rabois kol mum lo yiye boy. Mamu me'avroi, af chesoron me'avroi. So the Gemara has a suffix where the assay of Tomim has other mechusei b'fnim, which the lav doesn't have. Toshma ve'shtei akloyos v'loi bal kuya achas v'loi bal sholosh kuyos v'tani yiduch Yisiren el rabbis bal kuli achas savur de kuli alma ein beye beachas do mechse chose leim balkum mifli masavo chesom mifnim shmei chesor masavo chesom mifnim lo shmei chesor olav chir bara yeis de kuli alma yeish beye beachas chesom mifnim shmei chesor. So the Gemara is ready to say chesom mifnim shmei chesor, and if chesom mifnim shmei chesor and mum is dafka begolui, so you see again that the assay and the lois assay are not really the same. So that's what I want to tell you. I think you could make a good case, and the Ramban and the way the Ram starts of Shereshishi could be beautiful to answer the Mishnah Melech's kasha. But if you're honest with yourself and you work out Bal mum with tomim, it's not good. But learning is honesty, I think. Okay. So, the Chayim Mishmael is Kasha the Kasha, but in Melech it's okay, in Tomim it's a little difficult. Okay, now, Ram says in Shurashi Beis, Kagoyim the Osuli Mikdosh, Shizu Mitzvahs, Su Mitzvahs Asay Achas, towards the beginning of Shurashi Beis, Mechala Mitzvahs. Now here, translation of the Arabic was not too good. And a better translation probably would be Vihi Shia Lono Beis Miyuad. Beis Miyuad. Be'elub tia pnia uvoi si akrovo ubo iya kibbutz mo'adu. Now, this is amazing. Just, what is the purpose of bringing this here in the middle of Shereshu Beis? He does a similar thing. If you open up to Mitzvah Sasei Chof, Sibui Shnitztavu Lasis Beis Avoida, he calls it Beis Avoida. Bo Sia Krovo, Vahavor So Eish Tomid, Ve'elov Tia Pnio, Ubo Tia. I don't know, Chagiga. That should be Aliyah Rego. His capsis the call shaman. It's the capsis the call shaman, Kamoshi's boy. The one we saw there, the Osli Mitosh. So he does it also in Mitzvah Chav. And he does it also notice there are differences, slight differences, in what he says and the order of things in the way he brings it down in different places. In the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Mitzvah Saseh, La'aseis, Bais, La'ashem, Muchon, Liyois, Makrivim, Boi Kavonois, V'choygin, Yilav, Shorish, Pomim, Bashon, Hashnem, V'yosalim, Mikdash. Here there's no veil of tiapnia, and just uh, So what I'd like to do and you see, this is amazing because a priori, the place for a discussion like this is Moreh Nevuchim. And this is not Moreh Nevuchim, this is in Sheresh Yud Beis, and it's Asei Chof, and the Beis of Bechira.
You would want to just say something like he throws it in there out of like Chibas HaMikdash.
I understand, you know, if you want to give a Musa Shemus, what's Negei to Sheresh Yud Beis? What's Negei to Mitzvah? The Ram in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the purpose is to tell you what's a Mitzvah, what's not a Mitzvah, not to tell you any dinim, anything. It's very, he has very clear parameters of what he's trying to do. So what's the purpose of this? Why is it important for us to tell us what the kavanah for Binyan HaMikdash is? The purpose of Sheresh Yud Beis is that's not the issue here. You see, I have there are two approaches. Okay, now you see. The real question, the question is, see, I can understand what he wants in Mitzvah Chof, okay? And I'll explain to you what I have, okay? The question is that the same issue that he's dealing with over here, or there's another issue also, okay? You see, maybe the Rambam was only trying to tell you that there is no mitzvah of making a Beis HaMikdash. True. There's a tzivui to make a Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a mitzvah in Tayyad mitzvahs, because Sheresh Yud, which deals with Hakdomos, might tell you that maybe the Beis HaMikdash itself is Agdoma. Because the mitzvah is Dakovus Kavonis. The mitzvah is the Alila Regel. And the Beis HaMikdash is only that which helps us, it is the Machshir, the Mokum Fakovus Kavonis. And the Mokoyim for Ali the Regal. And maybe it's not a mitzvah, you know, mitzvah. In fact, he was a fine Jew, whoever there's a mitzvah, who wrote a sefer, Yireim, who did not count the mitzvah of also the mitzvah in the Tayyag mitzvah. And the Halachas Deilos quotes the mitzvah of the also the mitzvah in the parashas of the Torah. He has mitzvahs loisaseh with different ancient. He starts off. Then mitzvahs kumvaseh, and then he has parashas of mitzvahs tzibur. And he quotes the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash in Parshas Mesuvot Tzibur. So I just don't know You know, you have to know it's been a problem. Both the Rambam and the Ramban have said very clearly they don't have a clue what the Baruch Spiros is talking about there. But you would certainly get the impression that it's not a push to mitzvah saseh. So maybe the Rambam, since he's in mitzvah chof, it's certainly important to say, to explain the question, what's the explanation? That it's a mitzvah saseh, and it's not in Shir Rishiyot. And the question is, how does he do it? The Rambam in Mitzvah Chof, he should see Vodu Lassus Beis Avoida, Bo Siach Robo Vavos Eish, Veil Tia Pnia, Bo Tia Chagiga Viscapsis Bechol Shona Vashona, Kmo Shiz Boya, Vom Yisale, Vyosali Mikdosh, Voshen Sifri, Sholosh Mitz Nestav Yisrael, Beknisa Slorets, Limnois lem melech, Limnois lem besa bechilach zara shal amolek. Hine his boya, Shibinyan besa bechira mitzvah sasei, mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. What do you mean mitzvah bifnei atzmoi? You would have thought it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. What does it mean? What's the issue? Mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. So the mitzvah, Terry said, the also the mikdash.
Where are you reading from?
I'm reading from mitzvah chof. You can look at yourself there. Mitzvah say chof. That's a very important line. Afterwards, Ukvar Bialnu Shaklois Hazis Kaleles Protim Ushamanoe Vashulchon, a Mizbeach Vizulosom Kulom Mechelkia Mikdosh. So, that in general, that's what he's talking about in the mitzvah in Sherish Yubayz, that the Chalokim are not mitzvah Neatzmoy, but it's the but it's the Osli Mikdash is the mitzvah, okay? But that's a secondary, that he's talking about afterwards. The question first, is it a mitzvah for the Atzma or is it not a mitzvah for the Atzma? And that's not the issue afterwards. It's once a mitzvah for the Atzma, the question, what is the mitzvah? So it seems there's an issue of whether the mitzvah of the Osli Mikdash is a mitzvah for the Atzma or not. And that's what I could imagine him giving this whole discussion about, to try to explain why it is a mitzvah, and that's why it's not Hagdomos, and the Hagdomo, and that's what he quotes the Sifri as another raya that the Sifri calls a mitzvah seh. So then, you know, if you want to do this, then I'll explain to you more what this means, okay? If you want to do this, the Rambam, I'll have to explain how this answers the question, which I'll explain soon, okay? So he can't use this as an example, the Osli Mikdash, an example, until he proves it's a mitzvah. So he's proving it's a mitzvah. And then he talks about the Chalokim, okay? And he starts off Sefer Avodah, because he's really explaining why he starts to say for Avrida Ruchos Beza Bechira. Because Kol Seif HaKobonis, but Kol Seif HaAvrida are Tluyim B'mitzvah B'nyan HaMikdash. Which, that's what the mitzvah B'nyan HaMikdash is all about. But it's not HaGdom, and we'll see exactly what that means. Because L'Cheira, it's counterintuitive, because what he seems to say is that it is Akdomo. And the explanation is that it's not Akdomo. Because it has its own work. The Lashon Aruch Zedilis in Parshas HaTorah, Eilu Parshas Chukim Mishpatim Masul Tzibur Dalet, Parshas Mikdash, a Parshas Mishkan, V'chol Kelov, V'shem HaMo'or, Big Day Srod, Kiddush Kohanim, V'chinach HaMizbeach. Okay, Beseder. So he doesn't make it the whole. It's not that he counts the Chalokim as separate mitzvahs, but he puts the Chalokim as part of the parasha. I don't know why the Gama, what the Gama wants from him exactly, but okay. The Sefer Yireyim, as I said, there's no Zeche of the Binyan HaMikdash. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I'd like to say here. See, the question is, you see, the question, how do you look at it? Do you look as the Beis HaMikdash is Machshir Yaakov's Kabonis? The Beis HaMikdash is Machshir Ali L'Regel? Or do you look at as Ali L'Regel and Akovus HaKobonus or Akim in Mikdash? And if you're ready to say the latter, then it's certainly not a Machshir. And I'm going to try to prove to you the latter. Paskin Makriv Maf Pishen Bayis. Slam Beis Bechira, Perek Vov, Aloch HaTezvo, Lufik HaChriv, Kobonus, Kuron, Afa Pi, She'en Bayis Bondi. So, Lechira, if that's the case, you don't really need the Beis HaMikdash Makovus Kobonus, because Makriv Maf Pishen Bayis. So the Chori can't be just a Hechshe. See, the question is, what happens? What is an afa? What's the afalpi? What's the afalpi? It seems to be an apology. Yeah, but that's a lachachila in the korban. What's the problem? That's the one point. What is the issue? Mm-hmm. Teres Kohanim, you see, this the Hamek Dovo, it's a well-known Hamek Dovo. The Sifro v'lo'riach v'riach nichuchachem. The Av she'makrivim she'ein bayis, mikovo koim, he says, no riach nichuchach. That's a Sifro in B'chukosai, Parsha Aleph, Halacha Dal, v'chein olim v'nasat yesareichem chorovo, yocho me'odom, k'sh'olim v'ashimoisi, ani yesoret, are odom omu, מוני מקיים נסעתי עליכם חובו מאויבי ואויבי ושוב וכן הוא רואים ובשימוי שזה מפשתיכם יוחו מן הקבול כשאויים מבריח ואיך נכריכם על הקבול הסמורים או מוני מקיים ושימוי שזה מפשתיכם מן הגדוד יויס So For example, the Chinuch says the Mitzvah's Oila is not Nogi Bizman Hazeh. Lasa is a little kemishpot, but Noheg is Bizman Habayis. Noheg is Bizman Habayis.
What is this, the
Terskana? No, I'm reading that as Chinuch. Say for Chinuch. Mitzvah Kuf Tezvov. Lasa is ho'oilo kemishpoto v'noheges bizman habayis b'zichri kuluna. And you have to just keep in mind, we're going to see later, that the mitzvah's oil is not the chivas hakovo. It's talking about the chepsa of the korban oila. So by the chepsa of the korban oila, in the full sense of the word, doesn't exist without Beis HaMikdash. Even though Makriv and Ach B'Shem Bayis. This I heard from every once. I remember saying Shia and the Balabatim Tuesday night in Bulgaria. During the Shia, he was speaking about what his grandfather Rav Chaim had said that the Ram Shita is for yourself as man as the Raisa. Because Makriv Mafshin Bayis and Kitchivishoni Kitchel Shad Kitchel Salovoy. So on the way back to Yeshiva, I was sitting in the back of the car and I was talking with him, you know. Like he says to me, he says, Ich verstehe nicht das Ende. I don't know, 100%. You know, why should one think that even though Makriv and Ach B'Shem Bayis, or whatever it is, that it's the same thing with a bias and without a bias. He said, for example, the Rambam Nisui Mizbeach, in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Amata Mum Bekotchim, Kod Shesime Enoi, Ol Kita Yodoi, Loike, שהרי נמה בכל בו כל מום לא יהיה בו מפי השמור לומדו שזה הזהור שלא ייתן בו מום ואין אלויקה אלא בזמן שבייס המקדש קיים so the chili means you have a מזבח and not a בייס המקדש and you mat the mum in a korban and you don't get malchus Malkis is only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdashkayim. It's amazing. So Rebbe said you have to include from here that the cheps of korban bizman achuban ashem akliv mafshtein bayis. So that also probably goes together with this chinuch that the mitzvahs oila. We're not talking about the chibus akol, but the cheps of the korban is not neig. So the cheps of korban is a different cheps of korban. And he malchus for matul mum and kodshim is not there bisman as it. And everything depends upon Beis HaMikdash. So it means I can be makav a korban. But the korban is not the same korban, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that makriv nach b'shein bayis, there's no kiva korban, it's only heta korban.
You just say harayah alai ola, and then you bring a harayah alai shlamim, and you bring a shlamim. You do fulfill your debt or not?
I understand that, but it's not. I don't know. It's certainly an oila, but it doesn't. I don't know. I find that difficult to believe. But it's derech ad biskalov zechurin levocha in discussing why there's no malchus in matumum bisman azeh. Only bisman abayis by mikdash. He says mishum di royal korban uposloi. Umashim devov the hod alikin ala tolas zimenocha isanun vav mebeis. Ala tolas mum hu mishum dahani maisa the place of the korban. Ulchem bisman azeh deloy mahani maisa. Af al gav the etzma korban la vishum chsol to hoi yir roi la hak vishibor beis the midrash ol mandi mak nashim bayis ol mandi yom alim is ol mandi we pass on like that mandi yom we call him kivin the mitzias le chozin la akriv le mahani maisa vishmochin leike but this is mamish a pella because if there's a mizbeach le chayra there should be malchus the way he's learning. Why is it not make it dependent on bias? She make it dependent on Mizbeach. This is the Biskalov. That's what Rabbi said, what he said. Biskalov says what he says, that's an involve on the base in the Menachos. And then Bishya Shmur.
Why is there just no Malchus, but there's a Nisr?
What?
It sounds like in the realm there is a Nisr.
Yeah.
So what's the Malchus? Why is the fact that you can't, because Makir Rav Hashem Bayez makes it that there's no Malchus, but there's still the Nisr.
See, I'd rather not answer the question because I'm not sure if the Issa is because of the fact that Beis HaMikdash may be. I'm not. See, if I understand what the Issa is, because the korban is no dichu in korban, so I'm not sure what the Issa is, because the Beis HaMikdash could be built at all times, and the Maisa is they did pass over the korban. I'm not sure. So what I want to suggest is what the Rambam is saying is that uboti akrovo, that akrovos korbonos are kiyumi mikdash. It's just the opposite. It's not the pshat that the mikdash is a machshir for akrovos korbonos, and it should not be minyan mitzvah for mitzvah yud, but for kiyot, the every hakovus korbonos is a kiyumi mikdash. For example, I'll show you something else. The Rambam Yudal Nuchas and Hedrin Alocha Yer Aleph ain't done dealing the forces El Bifnei Abayis. Bushiye Bezden Agod Shom Blishkes Shevim Mikdash Shenema Bezokin Mamre Lul Tishua Lakayin Umir Shua Bizman Shiyesh Bipi Hashmua Lomdu בזמן שיש קריין מקרי על גבי מזבח, יש דין נפושס. הוא שיהיה בזד נגוד ומקוימה. So what does the Ram say? הוא שיהיה בזד נגוד שום בלישקה שבמקרה. Ela b'fnei abayis. What do you mean b'fnei abayis for? Because the whole drasha is koyin ha-makriv. Agav b'zbeah. So is makriv v'naf b'shem bayis. It's all this comes down to the same thing. All you need is mizbeach. So let the Sanhedrin sit there, and you have a mizbeach and show them a Yisrael. So why is Din Nefosh only noig b'zman sheis beis ha-mikdash? All comes down to the same thing. I mean, you know, that, and that's the same question. Is Biskel all prepared to say that if they build a Mizbeach, that this Malkus for the love of HaKovas Balmah, HaTolos Mum? That's the issue. It's all the same thing. And then it comes down, let me ask you another question. Would there be a mitzvah Aliyah Regel in Makriv Nafashim Bayis? Because the Ram here says also, he says not only talks about Uboti Akrovo, his Kapsus Lego. So it seems that the Beis HaMikdash is trying to say is not a Machshir for Alil Rego, but Ali Regal is a Kiyumi Mikdash. And the Rambam in Mitzvah Nun Beis, or Mitzvah Sei Nun Beis, Di Shetzivonu Lochrig El Hamikdosh, El Hamikdosh, Sholish Pomim, Bashon of Womis Ale, Sholish Golden Tochel Gui, Bashono, Quaiz Boy Bakosu, Kizais Hagigahi, Shekomi Shiale, Bakoma Yakiveil, Mitzanum Gimo. Each of the one of the Hagai, the Hero Ois, Bill Gorim, who only saw the Shorish Pomim Bashono, he recalls the Hoch of Ian Zisa Mitzialo or the Limikdosh. Rams is the Mikdosh. But the Hoy Gori the Mikdosh for Makim Mashi Shane Bites.
It means the Mikdash and the Makom HaMikdash after the Niskash of Shait Masa Baba?
I find a difference. LeMikdash is a Pesachesed. So there's no, so there's no point, you don't leave your Osli Mikdash, you have a Mikdash already. If you're ready to accept that, okay, then you can go a step further, because what does he say in Mitzvah Chof? He says, Bo Tiakrovo. And he says, he talks about Havoris Eish Tomit, doesn't he say something like that? Yeah. And this is part of the beer of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Right? Even though Mitzvah Aseich Chavtes, Ramitzvah Chavtes, he should tzivor lahabio eish al mizbeach. Lahabio eish al mizbeach. B'chol yoim, tomid, vom yisale, eish tomid tukar, al mizbeach lo yisichbe. So let me ask you a question. If you have a mizbeach, you don't have a mikdash, is there a mitzvah of avos ha'esh? Or the mitzvah of avos ha'esh is only a mikdash? So that's what I would suggest, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That Mizbeach b'mekoymoi by itself is not mechayiv eish tomet tukad boy, but you need base of mikdash bonu dafka. And that's what I'm saying, that eish tomet is a key with mikdash. And these are all the proofs that Beis HaMikdash is not the machshir, but fakert, that all these things are kiyum mikdash. And once he proves that it's a mitzvah for the atzma, then he can discuss, well, like, what's the mitzvah? Is it the halokim or the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah itself?
Where do you see that's a kiyum asulei mikdash?
What?
Where do you see that it's a kiyum asulei mikdash?
A kiyum what?
Where do you see that these dinam are kiyum asulei mikdash?
The question is, what do you need the mikdash for in order to have them?
So you can't say that's a kiyum, that's the only option?
The question, no. You see, eish ha-mizbeach, if you have a mizbeach, why can't you, why are you mechuyim in eish? If mechuyim in apashem bayis, what's the problem? You have a place to makom korbanos.
But if you're willing to entertain that there are different makom korbanos and bayis than Beis HaMikdash, you could still say it's a machshir.
What? Get what?
If you're saying that it's that makom korbanos and bayis is different than the mikdash, hakrov in the mikdash, so it could still be a machshir. It would just be a machshir on the whatever din that Beis HaMikdash has over makom korbanos and bayis.
see, independent of everything, look at the Lashon Rambam over here and ask yourself what he's trying to say. Ubo tia hakrova. Is that kiyum that's a machshir for the korban, or is it kiyum hakrova mikdash? Vishom is as of muadim. I think the Lashon's much more mashma, I think, maybe I'm wrong, that he's trying to say, at least that, let's see.
The fact that he brings it is a raya, but that's...
Okay, okay, good. That's no. One second. There are two issues over here. Question is, what is the Rambam trying to say over here? Okay. And I think clearly what he's trying to say is that it's not a machshir, but the Rambam held that the Beis HaMikdash, that HaKovos Korbanos is the Kiyum HaMikdash, okay? And the Eish HaMizbeach is the Kiyum HaMikdash, okay? That L'chayra is what he clearly says. Okay. Now you just want to ask me, had the Rambam subscribed, which you don't know if he does, had the Rambam subscribed to the Chinuch that the Mitzvah's Oila is not Noig Bizman Azeh, or the Teres Kohanim, you know, maybe in that increment, the Beis HaMikdash is a Machshir. But, you know, it's a question of which way you look at it. Maybe it's not that in that increment it's a machshir, the pshat is because the key with mikdash. The pshat is how do you learn, how do you...
Say either way, yeah.
I understand that. But the Rambam clearly learned the other way. That's clear. But I think it's mamish a whole... Now, what I'm with Hashem next week, I'm going to suggest a pshat that the Rambam over here might have had something that might have been nogeya very clearly to Sherish Yudbeis. Okay? We have a little bit more to talk about, but this, I think, is the beginning. It's a very interesting issue. Okay? Batzlocha.